All right, so let's continue. No? Yeah, just to clarify, we're not discussing, we're not trying to, we're not defining that machlokus of whether you get machlokus and lav shem mice or not. Right? Just trying to define what is, how do you define the mice in terms of lav? How do you define the lav what a lav shish mice is? And that is a completely a separate issue. Why you get a lot? Why you get malchus or not? And there are exceptions. We're not going into those cases. Right. Just because shameless of azara is a lav shame, but mice you get malchus on, that's an exception. That's a gzeiros hakasuv. I don't think you need to. We're not going into finding a unified. Yeah. Okay, so we didn't really define the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish yesterday. Right? We're just saying that Tosis is making the point that in order to be a lav sheyesh bo maisa, that means that something has to be accomplished. There has to be some accomplishment in the lav. The lav is doing something, right? Changing something, making something. Okay? And the only question between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we were saying, is whether you're involved in doing that or not. Right? Whether you're considered to be osa that change. So you need to, it has to be two things. It has to be that the lav, that there is a real change. And you have to be the osa of that. You have to be the doer of that change in order to be chai, in order to have the complete lav sheyesh b'maisa. Right? That's what we were saying yesterday. So what was the problem? You got a question?
No, so the end of the show, we're starting another issue. Yeah, that part was
okay, fine.
Why isn't that the drama?
So let's see if we can understand the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We'll give it a try. I mean, I'm a little bit hesitant to really define it at this point because there's a lot more information that's going to come up. But if you'd want to take a stab at it, was there something, even if it's wrong, just somewhere to some perspective that we can have, and we can measure what we come up with. We can measure what we come across against. Anyone want to give a try on this machlokas? As Rabbi Yochanan says, Akimas Piv is a Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, what? Says Kol Lohavi Maisa. Reish Lakish says, what do you say?
Rabbi Yochanan twice.
Yeah. So what do you say? Just as an approach. It's not a fully worked out definition yet. But maybe the question is like this. Maybe Machlokas or Yochanan and Reish Lakish is like this. That we're saying that Maisa means that there's two aspects to Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Right? There is the effect, there's the accomplishment, is that which is done, right? And then there's your activity in that, right? There's your doing of it, right? Question is, maybe the question between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the aspect of the osa. Does the osa have to be involved in the maisa per se? In other words, is there a different measure? Is there a different measurement of maisa with regard to the osa as there is? Is there a different measurement of maisa with regard to the osa than there is with the outcome? Meaning to like this, that the outcome is a real physical change. Right, that the animal is behaving in a specific way. That's the outcome. Right. But your involvement in that, okay, do you have to be involved? What's the requirement of your involvement? Is it that really Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa essentially is the outcome, right? But if you have no maisa, if you don't do a maisa, then you as an osa unrelated to that outcome. Okay, I'm just putting it in somewhat of a descriptive way. Okay. But you don't, it doesn't need to be precisely the outcome of your maisa that is the love. What I'm trying to get to is like this. You mentioned like a grama, right? It was Reish Lakish is a very strict interpretation. He says, look, maisa has to be measured by effect, right? Maisa is defined by effect. So the effect here is the animal, right? But your involvement has to be in that maisa itself. Okay? Now he's saying, huh?
Your involvement in the effect.
Yes, your involvement, you have to be, like we're saying, cause and effect, like an immediate cause. Okay? It's not a matter of you being an osake in that effect. You have to be the technical doer of that effect. Your maisa has to be the direct cause of that effect. Okay? So the direct, but the only direct effect of your maisa is the kol, and the only direct cause of the maisa is the kol, right? So you're not, you as the osa, cannot be related. In terms of a strict definition of maisa, you're not going to be the osa ha-maisa. Okay? Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish is good. Right? He's clear. He's a strict... But what's Rabbi Yochanan? What's Rabbi Yochanan's side? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is saying that in terms of defining the lav sheyesh bo maisa is defined by a lav that has an effect. Okay? So, dibor, stam dibor, is not considered a lav, a constructive lav. Because lav sheyesh b'maisa she'ein b'maisa means a certain type of a lav. It's not a lav that has that is constructive in some sense. Lav sheyesh b'maisa means something is being created, something is being done. Okay, but that's in terms of what the lav sheyesh b'maisa is. Okay. Now, in order for you to get malchus on the lav sheyesh b'maisa, you don't have to actually be the osa of that effect, but you have to be. But you have to be an osa maisa that causes that effect. Now, let me put it this way. It sounds confusing. It's confusing, right? Well, I'm trying to say it like this. Let me boil it down to what I'm trying to say, simplest terms. Questions like this: the activity of the gavra, what role does that play in lav sheyesh b'maisa? Is the activity of the gavra like Reish Lakish, that he has to be the oseh ha-maisa? Okay. Is it that he has to be the oseh ha-maisa itself? Or, really, the malchus is for the maisa itself. The maisa itself. So you have to be the osa ha-maisa to get the malchus.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the whole issue. That's the whole issue of lav sheyesh bo maisa, lav sheyein bo maisa. That's the issue of whether it's lav sheyesh bo maisa, lav sheyein bo maisa. Malchus or chatas.
Same. We're not getting into
the
maisa.
We're just
saying, what is a maisa? Is there a reason you're saying
maisa? Okay, I'm sorry, you're right. So, why is it lav sheyesh bo maisa means what? In order for you to be doing the lav sheyesh bo maisa means that you have to define the lav. The lav is directing the animal's behavior. And that is an effect. And then the immediate cause is the maisa. So you have to be osa that maisa. But that maisa is kol here. That cause is kol here, and you're not the osa that maisa. So you're not going to be considered. I don't understand why it's inappropriate to bring in malchus. That's the halacha. Halacha is you get malchus for lav sheyesh b'maisa. I'm not saying why. That's all. I'm just saying. Okay. But when you chayev malchus on lav sheyesh b'maisa? right? Is it, or do you say like this, that the lav sheyesh b'maisa is a certain type, right? But you're chayav because you're osek in that kind of a lav. You understand? You're osek because, no, it's like we were discussing the other day, there's two aspects to maisa. There's one aspect of maisa is definitively, we can't talk about maisa unless there's an effect. Right? As I'm going to say, there's a class of isurim that have maisa, that's a definitive statement. That means to say there's a class of isurim where an action brings about an effect, as opposed to isurim where an action doesn't bring about an effect. Okay, that's a categorical distinction, right? Of the type of lav, of isur. But then there's also an idea of maisa, that there's a degree of involvement in the gavra. Right? Correct? So we were saying yesterday that you don't define it simply by the degree, you certainly don't define it simply by the degree of involvement in the gavra, because then you get into the problem of tosus. If you know that kimas piv is the definition of a lav sheyesh b'maisa, so then all those other things that have dibur should just be lav sheyesh b'maisa. So certainly the class, lav sheyesh b'maisa is definitely defined by the class. The class is isurim that have an effect. Okay? But, and Reish Lakish says that's all that there is. That's all that there is. It's just a class of, it's a class of, you're going to get Malkus if your Maisa has the effect of, has an effect that is considered an effect of Isser. Right? So if your Maisa is Choseim, the Shor, Bedisho, you're Chayav. But here he's saying it's not your maisel. Your maisel is kimas piv, and that's coal. And the coal is close in the shore. So you don't have, you can't, in other words, you define the maisel, and then you have to be in that maisel. You have to be on the giving end of that maisel. Your asiya has to be related to the asiya of that maisel. So he's saying you can't. You can never bridge that gap by this isser of coal. Because the most that your maisel can do is produce the coal. And then the coal is going to produce the effect, right? So you simply never be able to enter the maisa aspect of this. So you can't say that you did the lav sheyesh b'maisa, right? You might have caused the effect, but not but your maisa was not the maisa of the effect, right? Your maisa was the maisa of kol. But Rabbi Yochanan holds like this, that it's true lav sheyesh b'maisa is a certain class, right? Isurim that have an effect. The only thing is, he holds that when we say you're chayev on a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it means to say that you're really chayev for the hisaskus of the gavra. But it's the hisaskus of the gavra in a certain kind of a lav. You know, I mean, then you don't need to bridge that gap. In other words, if you're going to say you're chayev on a lav sheyesh b'maisa, does that mean you're chayev because you did the maisa? Right? Does that mean you're chayev because you did the maisa? Right? That's Reish Lakish. So here you're not going to be chayev because you can't say that you technically did the maisa. Because did the maisa means your maisa had the effect. But here you don't. Or do you say no? When you say you're chayev on a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you're chayev, right? You're going to be chayev because you engaged. Correct. You engaged a certain type of a. You engaged in a certain kind of a lav. Now that requires two steps. It requires defining the kind of lav. That's the ones that have an effect. And then there's only one more question. Were you an osek in this lav? Your maisa, as long as your maisa brought it about, then you can't say you were passive in this lav.
Well, your maisa didn't bring it about.
It did, even as a grama. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that you're gonna this way of looking at it doesn't care if it's grama or not. As if the only time you care about grama.
Yeah, what?
No, it's not a machlokas in grama.
One guy says, you have to do it directly. And the other guy says, no, it's okay. Because both of them are involving the Maisa. You're just saying one is okay, the Maisa being involved through a Grumma.
No, it's a difference of what it means that you're chayev on a lav sheyesh bo Maisa. What's the cause of your being, of the chiyev on a lav sheyesh bo Maisa? Is the cause of your chiyev because you did the Maisa? Right? No, it's like Nezikin. You're chayev because you broke the thing. Right? So then Grama will break it. Grama will say, you're not the Osa. Your Maisa is not the Osa of that effect. Your Maisa did something that did something. Right? You're going to say that you're chayev on a lav sheyesh bo Maisa means to say that if your Maisa has an effect, then you get Malkus on it. Right, then you're not going to get Malkus in this case. Right, but if you say the Yechayev on a lav sheyesh bo Maisa means that really Yechayev for a certain activity of the Gavra. Right, in other words, we can't make Yechayev. I don't want to define it so well, but you could describe it saying that it's not a matter of a technical asiyah. Like we were talking about Rish Lakish. It's that if there's any element of passivity, you're not going to be chayev. So there's either passivity because I'm not osek in the thing, or there's a passivity because there's no real effect. But you don't really need there to be a technical maisa, and it's not an isser of my maisa per se. It's in terms of you're going to be chayev. Lav sheyesh bo maisa simply means to Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan, you're going to be chayev when there is when you engage in a, I can't really define it. I can just say that if it's in terms of the gavra being an osek, because you're not going to be chayev as a passive party, and you're not going to be chayev if you're not active in something. You're only going to be chayev when you're active, when you're an active party. In some reality, but it doesn't have to do with reducing it to the Maisa per se. It's a shear in the Gavra. It's a shear in his. It still is looking at it in the older way of a shear in the action of the Gavra.
Why is it a different type of involvement? Your action had an effect.
Because it's a different, kind of an activity.
Yeah.
That's why it's different involvement. You're involved in a different kind of a.
So the old way of looking at it was that, you know, depending if you're looking at a guy and he's doing different things, you know, he's either moving his lips or whatever.
Right.
But we're not saying that. We're saying in a court, it's a different type of involvement, right?
Right, because we're saying that if there's no effect, if there's no effect in reality. Then that also is a shear in the thing.
In what thing?
In the lav.
In the lav. Lav is involvement.
His involvement is two aspects. There's the shear in the lav, and there's a shear of his involvement. You need both.
Right.
You need him to be involved in a qualitatively, in a certain qualitative kind of a maisa, in a certain qualitative activity. It's two shiurim. There's a shiur of his involvement, and then there's a shiur in what he's involved in. See, the only time you have grama is when you need maisa per se. Like as the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, it says if you throw up wheat into the air and the wind blows it, that's grama, right? You throw up wheat into the air and the wind blows it and it hurts somebody, that's grama. Right, but on Shabbos that's Malachas Machshavas. Right, on Shabbos that's Zorah LeRuach. So the only time Grama is an issue is when you say that you need to be the Oseh HaMaisa. But if there's a shear of involvement in an activity, that's Malachas Machshavas. Grama is not a Shabbos is Grama. You're Chayev Skila, and you could be Chayev for Grama. Just a question of what your metric is, a question of what the cause is. If the cause is this Maisa, then you're right. Then Grama is going to be a problem. But if the if it's a shear of involvement in an activity, then you can look at the totality of the activity and your involvement. So that Maisa didn't have an effect. But according to Reish Lakish, you only be chayev when you do the Maisa of the effect.
And you can't have a Maisa done indirectly.
That's right. That's right.
So we're saying why is that not just saying you're not chayev because it's Grama?
It is. It's the same thing. But Grama is only an issue. Grama is not an answer. Grama is only an issue depending on your framework. If you say the framework is Maisa, then Grama is a good claim. There's no universal Grama.
Do they have the same machlokas if I
do it?
In other words, let me just try to crystallize it. Just crystallizing it doesn't mean necessarily that I'm... crystallizing it does not mean it's necessarily going to be clearer right now. Just means to say I'm going to boil down all the... I'm going to remove all of the elements that are not essential to what I'm saying. I'm saying it's like this. The essential elements of what I'm saying is like this. That everybody agrees that to be defined as a lav... Sheyesh bo maisa, there has to be a real effect. Okay? It's not a lav sheyesh bo maisa. If there's no effect, there's no maisa to speak about. Okay? But now to be chayev for a lav sheyesh bo maisa, that's the question. According to Reish Lakish, nothing new is entered into the equation. You simply have the definition of maisa, which is effect. Is something which is an action that has an effect, and for you to be chayev, you have to be the osa of that maisa, right? So as long as you are not per se the osa hamaisa, you have not engaged in the lav sheyesh bo maisa. Okay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying no. It's true. Maisa means that there is an effect, right? But in terms of the Gavra, him being the Osa is not defined by the Maisa, but it's defined by a certain shear of involvement.
Involvement in
bringing about that effect. Now, it's a question like, everybody agrees you need two things. You need to have an effect, otherwise there's no Maisa to speak about. And you have to be the Osa of that effect. Question is the Osa defined by Maisa? Or by the Gavra.
According to the Yochanan, though, one.
You hear what I'm saying? That's the only point I'm trying to make. Yeah.
According to
According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, because the shore is being directed in a certain way, or the animals are being driven in a certain way. Right? That's an effect. Okay. But you don't have to. But in order to be chayev, that defines the type of lav. There's a maisa in this lav. This lav is doing something. Okay. Why are you saying that in order to be chayev, you measure the now the guy is only going to be chayev if he is osa, if he's doing this lav sheyesh b'maisa. Okay. But here is the only question. Do we define doing in the same way that we define the Maisa itself? That's the only question. Reish Lakish says, however you define the Maisa, that's how you define the doing of the Maisa. So if the Maisa is an action and with an effect, you only consider it to be doing it if you do the action that has that effect. Anything short of that, you're just a distant cause of the Maisa. You're not the doer of the Maisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in terms of defining what the Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa is, you need to have an effect. It has to be an outcome. Okay? But you're chayev for being osek in that effect. That doesn't demand the same Maisa that brought about the effect. It just demands a Maisa HaGavra in bringing about that effect. You understand? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The only question between Reish Lakish and everyone agrees you have to first define Maisa in terms of the lav. But then the only question is, in terms of you being the doer, is it the same definition of Maisa, or is it a relaxed definition of Maisa? In terms of the Gavra's being the Osa. What makes him the Osa HaMaisa? Is it like a Nezikin definition of Osa HaMaisa, or is it like a Shabbos definition of Osa HaMaisa? All right, let's... Let's go through some of the cases here. Let's go through some of the cases, see if this works out or not. Yeah. Just to give you an example, like boar is a groma. Boar is a groma. Right? All you did was you dug a hole and something fell into it. That's a pure groma. That's why the Gemara says you have to come up with a new concept. You have to say that you're considered the Baal HaBor. Right? Otherwise it would be since in the Zikin you're not chayev on groma, and a boar is really pure groma. You only be chayev because the Torah puts it in your rishus. Now it's considered like momen hamazik. Right? If it wasn't for the gzeiras hakasev, if it wasn't for the din of momen hamazik, you'd be pater on boar because it'd be groma. Right? But that's in the Zikin. The Zikin, you're not going to be chayev on groma. But that's why the question of Eish. Is it your mamon? Is it you have to do that? That's in the Zikin. You have to work around groma. But that's because it's defined in terms of the maisa per se. But over here, you have to be the osa. The osa could even engage a process of an activity. Yeah.
I just want to take baby steps.
Good.
Why would you argue that? Are these two different conceptions of why you're chayav mamon or not?
Yeah, that's not for us now. Okay. Let's go through some of these cases over here. Go ahead. Who wants to read the Gemara? Imagine, right? Alright, let's go through the Gemara. It's a little confusing. Let's go through it together here. So the Mishnah lists the Baal Ov and Yidoni, right? So the Gemara says, how come over here the Gemara lists Ov and Yidoni, and by Krisos it only has Ov, and it leaves out Yidoni? Okay, that's the problem. That's the question. So what is Krisus? Krisus is the Mishnah in Krisus. It lists all the cases of Chayva Karisan, right? And that you Chayva Chatas when you Shogig, right? Kochoshiv lekol Krisus shebatorah shechayavin alein al shigos and Chatas. That's what it's not coming to every Karis. The Karis that you Chayva Chatas on for Shogig. Okay, and it leaves out which one? Yidoni. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Hoel v'shneim b'lav echad nemru. This is a little bit of a complicated sugya. But basically he's saying, you only need to be chayv one chatas. If you did Ov and Yidoni, you only need to be chayv one chatas. No, b'helam echad. So, if you did Ov and Yidoni together, a shogig at once, so you only be chayav one chata. So since the purpose of that Mishnah was to give you a minyan, a number of how many chatas you're going to be chayav if you did all of the surim at once, right? So it can't list them both because it's not true. We give you the wrong number, right? The minyan, it's over there for the minyan. Okay, that's what Rashi says over there. Minyan alamali. The Gemara asks, what do you need a minyan for? So if you would have Yidoni in there, it would be 37. Right? But it's not true. You wouldn't get 37 chatos. Okay? Now why don't you get 30? Why you only get one? Because it's in one lav. Okay, fine. It's in one lav. Even though there's two misos, there's one lav. And he holds that the chatas goes by the... even though it's two krisos, there's one lav. He holds the chatas goes by the lav. Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Reish Lakish says, no, different reason. Yidoni is left out because there's no maisa. Yidoni is left out because there's no maisa. Yeah. Isn't that a problem? What's that? Okay, so what is being done? So Rashi says what? Rashi says, Ov is what? Which one is Ov? Yeah, that's where you put, you speak from your armpit. Okay?
You move it around, right?
Yeah. He's malas a mace min aretz, and somehow he gets him into his armpit, and he speaks out of his armpit. And Yidoni puts a bone in his mouth. Now Rashi is not, Rashi's being very serious here in the Mishnah. Va'etzim midaber me'elov. Has to be that way. The bone has to speak by itself. Otherwise you get into problems of akimas piv. Okay? Are you the kshofim? Okay. So Reish Lakish says, Yidoni... Lahachi lo tanina lo lahasam. Why does it leave out Yidoni in Croesus? Mishum dafilu ki ovid lo be'ape nafshe. Even if you did it alone, even if you just did Yidoni, lav bar korbanu, you wouldn't be chayav chatas for Yidoni. Why lefisha ain bo maisa? There's no maisa for Yidoni. V'chatas ain a bo'o elo al hamaisa diksiv v'osa achas. Of a ba, that's only chatas. That's not another onshin necessarily. Of a baal ov. Is that what I'm up to? Of a baal ov tzarech lahakish bizra osav. You ever see a guy try to move from his armpit? You got to move your hand around. Vakoshas zarosav choshev lemaisa. So smacking, hitting your arms. Moving your arms around is considered the maisa. Aval hachnosas ha'etzem yidoni. But putting in the etzem for yidoni, why isn't that a maisa? Eino midaber b'shas maisa. He's not speaking. This goes back to your question. How far back in the maisa big? So he's saying, since he does that maisa before he speaks, that's not considered a maisa of the iser. El achar ma'isa shehu b'piv medaber ha'etzem me'elav, again Rashi says, right? So there's no ma'isa by Yidoni. Why? Because the ma'isa that you do is just preparatory. But the iser is when it's speaking, and that's me'elav. So that's Reish Lakish's answer. Reish Lakish's answer is that what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be chayev chatas on both. The only reason why it leaves out Yidoni. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be chayev chatas on each one alone. Right? If you did one today, and then you did another one another time, each one you did alone, you'd be chayev chatas on. Either one that you did, you'd be chayev chatas on, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But if you did them both, behelam echad, you'd only be chayev one. Correct?
Right.
And since the Mishnah is counting the minion of chatos, it only counts one. Gemara asks, why did it count? Oh, why couldn't it count Yidoni? It's a good question. It could have counted either one. Okay? But according to Reish Lakish, why does it leave out Yidoni? Because Yidoni is completely different. There's no Maisa by Yidoni. Even if you just did Yidoni, you would not be Chayav Chatas. Right? But Baal Ov is a Maisa. What's the Maisa? Flapping your arms. That's done while it's talking. Okay? So now the Gemara goes like this.
Yidoni is just the setup.
That's right.
You let it do its thing.
That's right. You let it do its thing. You wind it up and you let it do its thing. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Baal Ov, Dinokat. So that's the logical question. If it could have been Ov or Yidoni, they only have to leave one out just because you don't get two chatas, you have to leave one out. Why is it picked Baal Ov? The Pasuk Bekra, because that's the first one in the Pasuk. Basically, no reason. Right? No reason intrinsically. You have to find an extraneous reason. Okay, Vareish Lakish, my time. Okay, now here's where the heavy lifting starts, right? Vareish Lakish, my time. Lo Omar ki Rabbi Yochanan. I hate when they do that. Right? Why can't you leave Reish Lakish alone? Why does he have to explain why he doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, why doesn't he learn like Rabbi Yochanan? I'm just kidding. So you know, like this. Because it's good. It helps us to understand the machlokes better. Omarav Papa. It shows that there has to be a reason to hold one way. It's not just arbitrary. It has to be a reason. So why doesn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Of course, you could always start either side first.
Right.
Why are they picking on Reish Lakish first? You might have issue with. But okay. But why does he not hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Amarav Papa Chalukin Ein B'Misa. Okay. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan's logic is what? is that the only reason they're not listed is because you only get one chatas if you did them both. Right? Now, why would you only get one chatas? Because there's only one lav. Okay? And he holds that the chatos go keneged halavin. Alright? But Reish Lakish holds the chatos go keneged hamisos. And since there are two different misos, there's going to be two different chatos. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan's, according to Reish Lakish, you'd have to have them both. If you were counting the minyan chatos, you'd have to have them both. Because there are two separate chatos. Right? Okay. Yes. Now, as Reish Lakish can't say the reason why you only have a Baal Ov is because there's one chatas on Ov and Yidoni. Reish Lakish would learn that there's a chatas for Baal Ov and a chatas for Baal Yidoni. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan's reason is you leave out one because you're counting the minyan chatos. The minyan chatos is going to be 36, and that's it. But that's because Rabbi Yochanan holds the chatos go keneged halavin. There's only one lav. But if you hold the chatos go keneged hamisos, then there are two chatos.
Isn't it short count?
Oh, so yes, they have another reason why it's not included. Right? That's exactly why he has to have another reason why it's not included.
Right.
That's why he has to say it's no maisa, that's why it's not included. But if it were a maisa, it would be included because it's a separate chatas. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan chalukah delav, shmo chalukah. De chalukah demisa, lo shmo chalukah. And it's not a brav Rabbi Yochanan. Now, but why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Reish Lakish? Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that what? That it's a lav shein b'maisa?
He still wouldn't count it, but the one wants to know.
Right. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Omar Koresh Lakish, Omar Loch, Masnis and Decresus, Rabbi Akiva. This is where things get hard again, right? That he learns the Mishnah of Croesus is Rabbi Akiva. De Omar Lobo Inon Maisa. So in other words, he's saying, Reish Lakish, you're saying the reason why Baal Yidoni is left out is because there's no Maisa, and that's why you don't get Kares on it. That's why you don't get chatas on it. That's why you're not chayav chatas, because there's no maisa. But not if the mission is Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds you chayav chatas even if there is no maisa. So one second. So to say there's no maisa on Baal Yidoni is not going to explain why it's not in the Mishnah. If Rabbi Akiva is the Tana of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva holds you chayav chatas on a lav she'ein bo maisa, then the fact that a Baal Yidoni is not a Maisa does not account for its absence from the Mishnah. So that's why he has to come up with a different reason why it's absent from the Mishnah. It's absent from the Mishnah because Ov and Yidoni together is only one Chatas. But were it not for that, it would have definitely been included. Because you can't tell me Lav Shem B'Maisa. That's not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Lav Shem B'Maisa. Yes, they have it. That's no. That's, what do you mean? He has no choice. Baal Ov is the only one that has a Maisa.
Right. That's implicit.
That's implicit because Baal Ov is the only one with Maisa. Now hold on. Now why doesn't Reish Lakish think the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Okay.
And that would be the logical way out.
I'm sorry, why doesn't... No, it's... I'm sorry. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, then what's his answer, right? No, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds Yechayev Chatas and Alav Shein B'Maisa, so what's Reish Lakish saying? There's no Maisa. That's neither here nor there.
Right.
Right? So he says, Reish Lakish, Nehid, Lo Boy, Rabbi Akiva, Maisa Rabba. Sammy, it was right here. Maisa Rabba. Why? So he says it's true. The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva is not Rabbi Yehuda. Let's be honest over here, right? Rabbi Akiva holds Yechayev on a lav she'ein bo maisa, but that just means he doesn't need a big maisa. Maisa zuta boy. He certainly needs a little maisa. Of course. Havamina is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make the schilik. Now Rabbi Yochanan now comes out like this. The Rabbi Yochanan whole. Now you have machlokus Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva says Yechayev on a lav she'ein bo maisa, does that mean Yechayev with no maisa whatsoever? Right? Or does it just mean you don't need the big maisa, but you still need the little maisa? No, no. Yeah. But before we define little maisa and big maisa, well, let's just get the cases. What are the cases of little maisa and big maisa? So here's a case of a little maisa. What's the case of a little maisa? Megadeth. Right? That's what the Gemara says. If you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, because a Megadeth is in the Mishnah increases. Right? If you're going to tell me the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and you're going to tell me that he needs a little Maisa, where's your little Maisa by Megadeth? Where is your little Maisa by Megadeth? This gets me scared, right? This worries us. Where is your little maisa by Megadeth? Where? Akimas Piv. Akimas Piv is a little maisa. Okay. And a Baal Ov, where's your maisa? Hakoshas Zeraos of Havi Maisa. So that's two cases of little maisa. Little maisa is Akimas Piv by Megadeth. Akimas Piv by Megadeth, and flapping your arms by Baal Ov.
Why is that a little bit?
Hold on. Flapping your arms by Baal Ov.
Yeah.
But having the Etzem speak Me'elov is not a Maisa at all. Right? So we've got the little Maisa. That's why it's not a Maisa at all. Right? So that's where Rish Lakish holds, that there's a chilek between little maisa and big maisa. And where Yochanan holds that what? Megadeth and Baal Yedoni is what? No maisa. So that's our first fact that we can really sink our teeth into. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva would say a chayiv even for Baal Yedoni. Right? That's Kishif. That's also
good.
Putting the bone in your mouth and doing ventriloquism apparently is a lav shem maisa. Good question. We were thinking about that. Okay. Anyhow. So, what's next? So now the Gemara is like this. Now the Gemara is like this. Yeah.
Are we assuming that
we're assuming there's no maisa.
Rashi
it has to be. There's no Akimas Sfasov.
What's how you think?
There's no trickery going on.
Does that mean that the people that are doing it are...
Listen. That's a separate question. If you're going to say that if it's not nearer Leinayim, even though we know there are micro motions, is that considered Maisa or not Maisa? That'd be a good something to think about. But we have to say over here, it's considered no maisa. There's no visible maisa. Let's say that. When a person curses somebody, they say it loud and clear. Megadeth, things like that.
Their lips are flapping.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, let's go further. So now it's like this. Where are we up to? Nehemiah has a difficult question. So like this. Vafilu Rabbanon? Oh, yeah. What does that mean? Vafilu Rabbanon?
Not Rabbi Akiva.
Why? How did the Rabbanon get dragged into this? Right? So let's see. Where's Rashi? Vafilu Rabbanon kama Reish Lakish tava maisa bitmiya? Does Reish Lakish also... How could you figure out that Reish Lakish is talking about the Rabbanon over here? Right? Kloma midalo pligi Rabbanon alei hasam. because the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, the Rabbanan only argue on Megadef.
That what?
That Megadef, they say you're not Chayav Chatas on. Okay? But they don't comment about who? About the Balov. Right? They don't say, Chutz min ha'ov ha'megadef. So then it comes out that what? Midelo pligi rabbanan lehoslam elemid megadef of a balov modu alma kosha zira osav de balov havi maisa. For Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. Right? For Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem because that's just a list of how many times you get a chatas. So they agree that there's only one chatas for Ovin, for Baal Ovin Yidoni. Right? Correct? Gemara doesn't lodge, this has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a question of Rabbi Yochanan. But since Reish Lakish is saying this all has to do with Maisa, that's the whole question of the Mishnah is Maisa. And Rabbi Akiva is listing things. It has a Maisa Zuta, small Maisa. And he lists Ov, he leaves out Yidoni, and he lists Megadef. And the Rabbanan only argue on Megadef. Then it's going to come out that what? That according to the Rabbanan, they agree that you're chayev on a balov. But how could you be chayev on a balov according to the Rabbanan? In other words, since they only argue on Megadef, right, then that implies they agree on everything else.
They hold on Megadef?
That is no chatas.
No.
Right? But they agree on everything else. If I say chutz from this, it means I agree on everything else. Right?
Right.
Now, part of the everything else is the Baal Ov.
Right?
Right? And the Baal Ov doesn't have a full Maisa.
You say you're excluding a category, not a specific thing? Why is that a problem?
Could. No, because then, well, we'll see why it's a problem. But that means to say that according to Reish Lakish, I mean, it's a problem intrinsically. Why would they differentiate between Ov and Megadef if they hold from Maisa? But we'll see. But the Gemara is saying now it's going to come out that Reish Lakish holds that Ov is chayev according to the Rabbanan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why is that a problem? It's a problem because of this next thing. He says Vatanya. Ain ochayev. This is the Rabbanan. Ain ochayev el al davar sheyesh bo maisa, kegon zivuach kitur v'nisuch v'hishtachavo. Okay, you only chayev on something that has a maisa. What has a maisa? Zivuach kitur nisuch and hishtachavo. So slaughtering, burning the ketores, whatever it is you're burning, the libations and bowing. Okay. The Omar Reish Lakish man tano hishtachavo. Who says Yichayev for hishtachavo? Rabbi Akiva he. The Omar lo bo inon maisa. Again, he means maisa rabba.
Why hishtachavo?
Good question. So now, so one second. Let's go a little further. Hold on. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Now we finally get a little more information from Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu tema rabbanon kififas kaumaso le rabbanon havi maisa. Now everything's going crazy. Now everything's going crazy, right? So now it comes out like this. That what?
A little Modenbau.
One second. So now it comes out like this. That what? On this brisa, where it says bowing down to avodah zarah is chaya v'chatas. Right, is chayev achatas. Who says Reish Lakish says that what? That bowing down is not a maisa rabba. Bowing down is a maisa zuta. Okay, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says the Rabbanan would hold your putter on bowing down. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, no, bowing down, even the Rabbanan would say Yechayev on. Right? And there's even the Rabbanan who require a Maisa, they would say bowing is a Maisa. No, no, Rish Lakish is saying it's only a Maisa Zuta. And the Rabbanim would say you're Pater on Hishtachava.
Right.
You're Pater on Hishtachava. And Rish and Rabbi Yochan says, no, bowing is like a full-fledged Maisa, it would seem. No?
What did the Rabbanim talk to that Maisa?
Megadev. Okay.
I still want some of the original problems with the
oh, because here's the problem. It's like this. Hashtar l'reish lakish kefifas kom masul l'rabban l'avi ma'isa. Now the Gemara says, this is something that's preposterous. It's impossible to say that Reish Lakish holds bowing, folding yourself up, is not a ma'isa, and hakoshas zera osav is a ma'isa. Right? That's not possible to say that bowing is not a Maisa, which he says openly. He says the Rabbanan would consider bowing not a Maisa. It's not possible to say that. And also hold that flapping your wings is a Maisa. Gemara says there's no difference between the two. At least Hishtachava is worse.
Right.
Hishtachava is more of a Maisa than moving your arms. Hold on. So what's the answer? Ki k'amar Reish Lakish nami l'Rebbe Akiva. Ol Rabbanon lo. What's that? Ki Amar Reish Lakish tahash tahakosha zira osav lebal ov havi maisa l'Rebbe Akiva k'amar. Right? But the Rabbanan would agree that hakosha zira osav is not a maisa. Aye, so how come the Mishnah doesn't say chutz me ov umegadev? Right? Of a Rabbanan lo yochi yotza megadev bal ov mi boilei. So why doesn't the Mishnah say yotza megadev and a bal ov? Elo Amar Ula v'mekater l'shade. Mekater l'shade. Because mekater is a maisa. So the Baal Ov is like you were saying, pulling on that move. That the Baal Ov in the Mishnah is not the Ov of the flapping of the arms. It's an Ov of being mekater. Okay. Amalei Rava Mekater l'shade Oved Avodas Kochavim Hu. That's a different issue. It's not Megadev. That's not Ov. Elo Amar Rava B'Mekater L'Chaver. Amalei Abaya Mekater L'Chaver Chover Chover Hu. It's a different issue. In V'Atorah Amar Chover Zeh B'Skila. Tan Rabbanan Chover Chover Echad Chover Gadol Echad Chover Katan. Okay, fine. I don't want to go into this. The other answer is, a simpler answer is, no, that's it, right? So what do we get out of all this? Can we get out of this confusion and get some facts straight?
Yeah.
Can we just finish up the Gemara a little bit? Let's just finish up quickly. So now I got to go. The Gemara's like this. The Gemara's not done. The Rabbi Yochanan, here's the big problem. Maishna dekfifas kamosel rabbanon havi maisa v'akimas svasav lo havi maisa. That's the next rational question. Akimas svasov seems like kfifas komaso, right? Moving your lips is like bowing down. It's like curling up. Why is one considered a real maisa and one is considered not a maisa, right? Amar Rava shani megadev hol v'yeshno believe. What does it mean yeshno believe? So Rashi says, Iker chiyav haba olav toloi believe. The main reason why he's chayav is because of what's in his heart. Shemiskavin levorech Hashem. It's his kavana to be mevorech Hashem. How do you know? Shafilu mevorech Hashem kol ayom ve'em belibo kalpe mala ela shehel lo as Hashem ledavar acher u'mechaneu b'shem amyuchad u'mekallo ena mischayav. If a guy would enunciate the words, the very same words of mekallo b'shem all day long with another kavana, he would not be chayav. So what does that show you? It's not Maisa. It's not Maisa alone. It's lev. But apparently, ishtachavah, it doesn't matter why you're doing it. Now go like this. Meisiv Rabbi Zeira, one last question. Yatsu edim zomin shein bohen maisa v'amai hay lisnu b'lev. So now the Gemara's like, this is very confusing, because the Gemara, apparently different gears over here. Right? Tosin b'am tzi, I think it has slightly different gears. The Gemara's like this. Why do you exclude edim zomim? The Gemara says edim zomim is considered to not have a maisa. So the Gemara says, why are edim zomim considered lav shein bo maisa? They're not b'lev. It's not totally b'lev. You're telling me that speech of Megadef is b'lev. You're telling me that the Akima Svasov of Megadef is considered Ein Bo Maisa because it's Belev. So in order for speech to be Ein Bo Maisa, it has to be Belev. Right? Otherwise, it's considered Maisa. So how come Edom Zomim is considered Lav Shein Bo Maisa? It's not totally Belev. So Rava says Edom Zomim is different since the Yeshno Bikol. Whatever that means. They have to do with Kol. So then the Gemara says, oh, but Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol as a Maisa. Comes back to our sugya. Because if you're chosim b'kol, you're chayav.
And what was his reason why it's not?
Huh? No, by, this is going back on the answer. This question is it answer?
How is that a maisa if Megadef is not maisa? Meaning they're both speaking.
No, God, no but the thing is by Megadef, it could be a form of heart, so we just so...
I understand, but I'm saying why would you say it's any different?
So Rashi says, okay, what does it say? Rashi says, V'yeshnan b'kol, ikar chiyav, the ikar chiyav of Edom Zomim, b'shmi as kolam lifnei beistim hu ba. Why are Edom Zomim chayav? Because their kol came in front of beistim. Okay? That's what they're chayav for. They're chayav for producing a voice in beistim. That is exactly what the Isser is.
And they didn't mean
that. That's good according to the Yoko.
That's right. That's the Gemara's answer.
They didn't have Kavana to make these people Edom Zomim make a difference?
No, he's saying it the other way. He's saying even with Kavana, what they're doing does not rise to a level of Maisa. Because this is considered Kol.
Wait, it's not Maisa?
It's not Maisa.
Wait, but he holds it is Maisa and Bava Metzia.
That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me Kol is not Maisa... No, the Gemara's question is like this. Why is Edom Zomim Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? If Megadef is a lav sheyesh b'maisa, why is Edom Zomim ein b'maisa? Right? I'm sorry. What did I say? If Megadef is a lav sheyein b'maisa because of lev,
right,
then Edom Zomim doesn't have to do with lev. It should be a lav sheyesh b'maisa.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, Edom Zomim is a lav sheyein b'maisa because it has to do with kol. So the Gemara says, oh, so you mean to say that kol is not a maisa? But Rabbi Yochanan says in b'metzia, kol is a maisa. Right? So he says, Omar Rava, Shani Edom Zomim, Ho V'yeshnan B'Re'iya. Iker Chiyav Bo'a Yedei HaRe'iya, Shemei Edom Shera'u. Their main, even though they didn't actually see it, their main L'chayav because of what they said they saw, not because of the call. V'Re'iya, Leis Bo'a Maisa, seeing has no Maisa.
There's a lot of different
gears. I know, there's a lot of different gears. Now hold on. Now Tosus just says in Bava Metzia, he says, how come the Gemara in Bava Metzia asks the question from Chosma Bekol, from Megadef? Tosus says Megadef and Chosma Bekol have nothing to do with each other. Chosma Bekol is a real Maisa, and Megadef is not a real Maisa. Right? So he says, no, it's not asking about Megadef at all. It's asking about Edom Zomim. Why? Because by Edom Zomim, they are doing something with their call. B'dibura mis'avid ma'isa she'mischayev hanidon. According to Tosus, the whole Gemara, there's no question by Megadef at all. Take a look at the Tosus over here.